My girlfriend's sitting next to me. She's like, damn, somebody's getting red today. I was like, shut up.
No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
So you had yourself an experience, right? Mm-hmm. What'd you do? Tell me about your.
I went and had a tarot reading. I never gone, like, so it was interesting. I went and saw my stylist a little bit ago, and she got a tarot deck, and she was like, hey, I thought it'd be kind of fun, like, while people are processing, like, I'll just pull cards for them and we can read. She's like, I'm not a tarot reader, but it's just kind of a fun way to pass the time.
Okay.
I was like, yeah. So she pulled cards, and I was kind of like, oh, that's interesting. Like, you know, I chose the cards. So it's like, you know, my energy picking these out. And it was kind of interesting, the three cards that I pulled. So it's put it on my mind. I was like, man, tarot cards. Like, I remember it from college.
Yeah.
Like, somebody had a tarot deck, and then you'd be like, does Party like me? Like, let's go ahead and do it. They're like, oh my God, he does. We should probably go to the bar tonight. You know, I mean, it was always some sort of silly, like, it wasn't anything real. It was a bunch of girls in a dorm room. So I end up telling this, I'm at a dinner party and I'm telling my bestie about this tarot card. I was like, it'd be fun to do like tarot readings. And it was her birthday coming up. And I was like, what if for your birthday, I didn't get you your present was, let's go to like a real tarot reader.
Okay.
She's like, okay, let's do it. And I was like, all right, so that's your birthday present. We'll go and get tarot cards read. So we kept pushing it and pushing it, pushing it. Well, this weekend, this last Saturday, we finally went. Oh, my God.
What'd they say?
Unbelievable. Like, just insane the amount of time. Like, you know, the readings are like 20 to 30 minutes. It goes like that. Like, you really realize, like, and it's not like a normal reading, you know, you feel like you got maybe 7 cards or whatever. She does this thing where it's like intuitive and it's just whatever cards pop out. I mean, I'll have to show you my layout. It was like, I think it was like 18 cards.
Just spread them right in front
just
of you,
spread
right?
Spread all out, like all out, like just how it was. And it's like, it tells a story. And it was like so wild because I asked about like work. Like I asked about this, the podcast. I asked about, you know, just future, like that kind of thing. So fascinating. So interesting.
Do they warn you that some bad things could come out? Like you're going to die.
No, because it's kind of like, it's one of those things where there's nothing, like it's not going to be like, you're going to get murdered. Like I was talking to somebody, okay. They're like, I never want to go. Because I'm always afraid that they're going to tell me when I'm going to die. I'm like, that's not, like, I don't know who does that, but that's not a tarot card reader.
Well, they're no, telling she the future.
Guess what? Yeah, that's the spoiler ending for all of us, right? Like, I mean, what? I'm going to die? Nuh-uh. I mean, they don't have, like, a timeline for you. But it was interesting. Like, I had homework. Like, that was what was so wild. So my friend went first, and hers was really interesting. Like, the thing that she came in, the intention that she came in with ended up, like, morphing into something else. Like, she was coming in about stuff with her career, but it ended up not just being about a career in a creative space, but also about parenting and all sorts of stuff, right? So then I go, and I'm like, here's my intention. And it was just like, like, she's like, I don't know if I've had a reading quite this.
Ooh, like, this is like a scary movie.
Seriously. She's like, you have a lot. Like, so, you know, there's different cards in the deck. There's pentacles and wands and cups and all this kind of stuff. But then there's this stuff called the major arcana, which is like the big cards, right? Like death, you know, the sun, like all this kind of stuff. I had like so many of them. She's I don't know if I've seen this many like major arcana in like one reading.
Explain major arcana again. What is that?
So instead of, it's almost like the equivalent of if you're playing cards, like imagine all of a sudden you got nothing but aces where you're like, oh,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, It would be rare. Like if somebody handed you a deck and they were like, wow, I have nothing but all four aces, a joker, and two queens and a king. Like you'd be like, really? You don't have any other number cards? They're like, no, it's nothing but face cards.
That's all you have.
Along those lines. So it's like she spread it all out and she was like, this is a lot of like heavy, big, like whatever's brewing with you is like, you need to do your homework. Like it's not just floating. Like this isn't a reading where it's like, stay the course, just float along. Like you're having a great old time. Oh, looks like you're going to die. Wow. I mean, this was the kind of reading where she's like, and then this, and then this.
Well, can you tell? Can
this
you
is going to be hard. She's like, pardon?
Can you share some of the stuff?
Yeah, it was basically like you're doing what you should be doing, but you're not doing it well.
All right. So,
and if you don't do it well, like you need to buckle down and do it well to have the results that you want. And you need to like hold yourself to task. You need to carve that out for yourself. And this is like a crossroads for you. Whether you move forward with this or whether or not you decide to like basically drop your whole life.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like I was like, what?
Well, there's so much truth to that. I mean, it's easy to get complacent on anything, you know, mm-hmm. It really is. But I mean, like I've always believed that complacency is the death of everything. It's the death of radio. It's the death of relationships. It's the death of bands. It's the death of so many things. Mm-hmm. If you just don't let it get there, but it's hard, you know, and, but yeah, that makes sense. Wow. That's nuts for someone stranger to tell you that.
Right.
You know,
they're like, you have had hardships in the past. You've had things end and that has given you pause on how to move forward. And what I'm telling you is like, let it go. Karma's coming for whatever that was. And it's like, maybe you'll see the karma, maybe you won't, but like those who have wronged you, like you need to let that go and just forge ahead and do your, like do the work.
Do your thing. Well, mm-hmm. What do they say? Sex. What do they say about is the best.
Living well is the best revenge.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess we can word that differently when it comes to career or people.
I don't think you can. I think it's still the same. I think it's just, it's like going on and doing, you know, living your happiness, living your purpose. I mean, that was sort of my question going in, like, what's my soul, what's my soul's purpose? What do I need to be doing that is like harmonizing with who I am? So I wasn't coming in like, am I going to make $1 million? You know what I mean? Like, should I go ahead and buy those shoes? Like, I wasn't coming in with like I wrote down. She's like, damn, you wrote it down. Like, I came in and I was like, took out my little piece of paper. I was like, I have an intention that I've been thinking about all day. She's like, yeah, you do. Coming in. My girlfriend was like, you didn't tell me there was homework. And I was like, well, there's not. Like, there's no.
But you have questions. You might as well get everything out of it.
Right. Like, I was like, if I'm paying money to someone, like, I am going to, like, squeeze every dime out of this experience.
Sure. So when you walked in real quick, did Tommy please that she had the whole getup, like curtains, a round table with a crystal ball and smoke, and she had long nails with a turban on and go,
she did not. She did have a round table. It was covered with black velvet. I will say that. Like was definitely one of them. It was this cute little shop and it's called the Chakra Shop. And you walk in and it is exactly like it is totally like, hello, welcome. I was like, oh, wow. These people are like mad hatters. Like, this is insane. So I meet the woman whose shop it is. She's like a million years old. She's like this sweet looking, nice witch looking woman, like padding around in comfortable clothes, you know, clinking, that kind of thing. Like just look,
like comfortable clothes as in like a robe.
Or no, like almost like flowy. a caftan.
Okay.
Like, right. like you know what I mean? That. Like yeah. one of those kind of things where they're just like swanning around the space. Just what? Just, like almost like floaty. Right. And I come in and I'm like in a black sweatshirt. I'm like, hey, I'm here for my reading. They're like, yeah, you are. And then there's this other guy and he just started, like, he's like, I started like a month ago. And he's like, do you want a tour of the place? I was like, the shop is like 500 square feet. Like, what do you mean you want to give me a tour of what? The closet?
The
like,
yeah, the basement.
I don't even know. He has this whole conversation with my friend. My friend's name is Andrea. This guy's name is Andras. And he's like, okay. We have the same name. So I was like, shit. She's like, coward, because I was like, gonna go look at stuff. Ah! Left her alone with this guy. She's like, you son of a.
Oh, really?
It's like, you okay. guys have fun talking.
All right, so back to the reading. All right, tell me more. Tell me more. I gotta know. I've never had this done before.
So it was bananas. Like, she's like, the way she does it is, she's like, I'm an intuitive, like, she's an intuitive card reader. So instead of just pulling from the deck, or like having me like float my hand over and like pick a card. She's like, you can do that. She's like, you can, you know, if a card speaks to you, like you can pull it from the deck and we can go. And I pulled a card initially, but then what she does is like, she shuffles cards.
Okay.
And stuff falls out. And like, then like as what? It falls out, like, she
oh, like the cards fall
she's
out.
Shuffling cards and like certain cards will just spit out.
Okay. So it's not then, some flipping over random.
No.
Oh, wow.
No. So it's like this, she has the whole deck and stuff just sprinkles out and then she'll turn it over as it's going. And she's like, oh, wow. You know, and it's wild because like there'll be cards. So then she'll do a different deck. And her whole point is like, she's like, I like to shuffle like that with the different deck to see if you get some of the same cards. And I did.
Ooh.
Like I got doubles of stuff. And one of the doubles was Temperance. And she's like, you need to be patient. She's like, you are so impatient. You need to be patient. You need to stop being like,
I'm agreeing.
Now.
I'm the same way.
I know, but it was so funny because I was like, well, that's not true at all. My girlfriend's sitting next to me. She's like, damn, somebody's getting red today. I was like, shut up. Stop. Like, that's the funny thing about going with your best friend. There are no yeah. secrets. Like, yeah. I sat during hers, and it was really funny because they're like, you don't, like, for my friend, they're like, you don't rest. And I was like, somebody's getting red today. She's like, shut up. I was like, you are so busy. Busy.
Card ladies do tarot readers. Wow. So, all right. So you got to be patient. I'm yes. just diving in on this. I need to know.
Oh, it was so wild. Temperance was the big one. I got the Tower, which means like uncomfortable shakeup. Like it means like something that you've got to face that you have to do. There's no like if, ands, or turns. But once you do it, you're going to be like, it's like, you can't keep kicking the can. Like you just got to do it.
You just got to do it. Okay.
And then, the other big one was, the devil. I got two devils.
What does that mean?
The devil is not what you think it means. The devil is like somebody pushing you to do something. Like that, like basically, like everything about my reading, and I even put it into ChatGPT today.
Uh-huh.
And everything, they're like, this is not a light reading. Whoever did this reading for you, this is in depth and it is very specific. You need to do the work. Like it, like even ChatGPT was like, this is like a heavy reading. Like if this is really all the cards you got, like, yeah. damn, like let's break it down. Like it was crazy. Cause that's the thing. Like you sit there and you have your moment and you're like, what am I signaling? What is she picking up from me? You know, that kind of thing. There's no way she can draw the cards any differently than she does. Like there's nothing
that's random.
It's totally random.
Yeah. That's a random deal.
Yeah.
I can see if they're flipping it over. Because you see people that are able to count cards and just do stuff like that. It's just their game.
Yeah.
But when you're just shuffling and stuff is just falling out, I mean, I don't know how any way of, that's amazing. I mean, that's just amazing. I'm writing what you're saying. Do the work so I can remind you.
Accountability. Got to do it. Do the work.
So what else? God, that's nuts. This is crazy. I love it.
It was really cool. Like, I walked out of there. I mean, both my friend and I walked out and we're like, minds blown a little bit. Like, it was sort of weird. So here's the weirdest thing about it. The weirdest thing about the day. I sound so, like, again, Peter crazy. Was like, what?
We're Catholics.
We're Catholic. Why are you going to get a tarot reading? I was like, there's room in the universe for everything. He's like, there really isn't, actually. Yeah. There really is not.
I love him.
Yeah. He's so funny. He's like, I don't want to know anything about it. This is total witchcraft. Like, you need to, like, so it's not like I'm getting any support from home.
Uh-huh.
So my girlfriend, another girlfriend of mine, last minute is like, hey, there's this breath workshop I've told you about. There's an opening for the one on Saturday. Do you want to go with me?
Wait, what is this?
It's a breathing workshop. It's like work on it, like breath, right? Like you're okay. Like working on breathing and
we
whatever.
We breathe wrong. They say we all breathe wrong. Right. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
And it's kind of like in yoga, you know, like in yoga, there'll be like intentional breathing, like, mm-hmm. and do this on the breath out, do this on the breath in. Like it's again, that sort of thing, like more conscious breathing type of thing, whatever. So I'm like, yeah, I'll go. Like, why not? So I go with her. And she's actually the one when Andrea and I wanted to do tarot card readings, I was like, I don't even know where to go. Like, do you just walk into a shop on a street? Like, whatever. Like, I want to go someplace like legit type of thing.
Legit, not so commercialized, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yeah. Like someplace where it's like, these are people that really like do, like they do the work, you know? So this was the friend who called me about the breath work was the person I reached out to get a recommendation
for the
and
tarot.
She's the one that recommended this place that we went to.
Okay.
So I get there to the breath workshop and I'm like, hey, at the end of it, we're talking. She's like, what do you got going on the rest of the day? I was like, actually, I'm going to that shop for tarot. She's like, no way. She's like, you realize the woman that led this breath workshop is the person that I reached out to tell you to go to that place. And I was like, what?
Weird.
She's like, yeah, the woman that just led this workshop is the woman who I contacted to get that recommendation. And I was like, well, what are the chances of that? Like, okay. Like, weird. Like that I just happened to be there that day and it just happens to be the same woman that's also like, I was like, oh my God.
Uh-huh. Everything mm-hmm. aligned. Now you have cat whiskers
and moon water. Peter is losing his mind.
So back, all right, I have questions. This may be drug on a little bit longer to another day, but all right. So because the breath workshop, I just have questions about that.
Okay.
But back to the tarot. So did they say, did that person say anything else that you can remember that freaked you out a little bit, that weirded you out, or were just like, whoa, that's heavy, or that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing that was so wild was here, I'm going to pull it up. Okay. I think the thing that was so wild about it was just having someone kind of like, I didn't tell her anything about me. The only thing that she knew, and I even booked it under my legal name, so she wouldn't even be able to like find me.
Oh yeah, I always question that too, mm-hmm. Stuff, but okay.
So I even booking it, like, so when I met her, she's like, Mary? And I was like, no, you can call me Molly. Like that was, and I didn't tell her my friend's name, like, cause I just booked it.
Did you tell her anything about what you did and anything like that?
Only after we were like 15 minutes into the reading, because okay. Then at that point you're like, okay, if I really want to get everything out of this, but like she already started with
the whole thing.
Yeah. Like she's like, you know, and then at that point she's like, do you want to tell me what you do? And we can kind of like narrow this in some more. But it was just, I think what was, so she told me about this thing called again. Anyone that knows me is like so concerned at this point. Like she's lost her mind. She's obviously gone to the dark side. I think the thing that was so interesting was you feel like you go in and you feel all these feelings. Like, you know, I mean, obviously they must know you're not here because you don't have questions. Like, it's not like somebody's like, I've got to figure it all out, and so I'm going to go and get my tarot cards read. Like, obviously you're there because you've got like a crossroads of some sort. I mean, there's got to be like easy pickings. As far as certain things go, like, it looks like you're having doubts about whatever. So there is that. And she's like, you can tell me your intention or you cannot tell me your intention. You can tell me your intention later. Like, it you can keep it to yourself and we can just start from a blind point. But I think what was so wild was that the number of cards that she was willing to draw. I mean, that was the thing when I put it into ChatGPT. They were like, this is a very comprehensive reading. Like, you are not, like, this wasn't somebody who was just filling in the blanks. Like, it all, like, spells it out.
So, and you, so she pretty much was like, you know, you do the work or you're just going to be an empty carcass and dead inside for the rest of your life.
Nothing left.
And always look just back.
Just
go,
a husk.
Wow. If I just would have
done something. That is the one thing that was very, like, again, on point. She's like, you're an overthinker.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She's like, you are always looking to, like, you're just like running the numbers in your head and you're looking to, like, she's like, you just have to take a leap of faith. Like, that's the biggest thing that's hardest for you to do is just to relinquish. I'm like, okay, well, that's
best friend's like, oh,
I know. Just like, we're going to have so much to talk about over wine and muscles after this. We had such a Lady of Leisure day.
Did you really?
I had breath work. Then I went and did tarot cards. Then we went to a cafe and had wine and muscles. Peter's like, did you enjoy your day? Did you have a good day?
Oh, God. That's awesome.
You got your day. I got my day. We were all living our best lives this weekend. You were just putzing around and watching horror movies and Predator stuff.
I even, by the way, texted Wylene at 9:30. It said, good night, honey woman. Like, I'm going to bed.
She's like, what? Like, early day on the farm tomorrow.
Well, normally, because of my waking up early and stuff like that, you know, nodding off, obviously. Normally, Wylene likes to go to sleep at during the week and stuff like that, 9:30, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. And we'll finish up TV or whatever shows upstairs. And so I was like, I should just shoot her a message, like, I'm going to bed. That way she's not worried or, you know, she's
right,
like, it's all good. And she's like, good night. And I said, okay. And then she, and you know, her mom is at the hotel too. You know, it's Katie Manuel, Camila, Wylene, and her mom. And so Wylene's like, yeah, we're actually going to bed too. This is probably about 9:45. And she goes, it's weird because my mom is downstairs playing cards and we're going to bed.
You're like, mom, don't stay up too late. She's like, I won't. I got my stuff. One last thing about the tarot, and this was a big thing, and I forgot to mention.
Okay, cool.
She was like, you need to bring you into it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, that was her thing, is she's like, you have room for your personality. She's like, stop being small. I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting, you know.
It made me think of stuff that you've said.
Like what?
Just to be more myself.
That's the thing that people don't understand. Everyone's trying to figure out how you do a podcast, how you get people to listen and relate and all this other stuff. And I've always believed, even since day one of radio, when you're starting to compete against people, you kind of go, all right, so everyone's doing the same thing. They're on the internet doing the same stories and have the same opinion for the most part. Well, the one thing that people can relate to the most is you.
Yeah.
Not, you know, everything that you do. And that's what I've always tried to relay to people that want to do stuff. I'm like, just pay attention around you. I mean, I think you're in the backyard, and I said this to you. I said, I can look in this backyard right now and find 50 things to talk about in a long time. For a long time, that's interesting, that everyone will relate to. And that's the one key. That's the one thing that's the one thing that people look past for some reason. So, yeah, the more that, like, you are you, the bigger you, the more people will like you.
I just want to be liked.
Wow, that's crazy. That's
fun. that was the other big thing. There was like one of the cards, like again, one of the major arcana. She's like, you're shrinking yourself.
Ooh.
And that's part of why you're feeling this like hardship and block, is because you're trying to make yourself like you're caving in instead of opening up. And she's like, you need to open up.
Okay.
She's like, you have stuff to offer. Like, this is all you driven. Like, you have all the tools that you need. You just have to use them. And you're the only one standing in your way. I was like, well, that sounds like BS. And I want to blame this all on my children or party. Does it say anything about how party? They're like, no, surprisingly, does not. I'm like, well, then this card reading is a bust. It says nothing about your work husband.
Yeah.
Except for maybe you need to be a little bit more sparkle. Maybe sparkle a little bit more instead of just being like, okay. Yeah. So get ready for more sparkle.
Yeah. Get ready for more sparkle.
Like, that's a lot of teeth, Molly.
You know, it's easy, though, just to get to that point, though. It really is. And, I mean, you have a great personality. That's why I never want to do shows with people and partner up with people that don't have, we'll just say, a lot of friends. Like, because I've done shows with people that don't have a lot of friends. And what I would do in social situations, I'll look at them and see who owns the room, you know. And I always look at that in rooms. I'm always watching rooms. Probably drive people crazy because whenever I'm having a conversation with somebody one-on-one, I'm always looking over their shoulders. And
like,
around.
Do you want to be talking to somebody else? You're like, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw my friend.
You're like,
Jamie.
You better step up the interest level because the scale is dwindling.
I saw my friend Jamie because there is content in everything you see. I saw him at Sam's Club and I'm talking to him, and I something over his shoulder caught my attention. It was some dude, like he was doing something in the fridge, and I'm watching him and talking at the same time. And he literally turned around. And I was so embarrassed. I was like, I just need to do eye contact with this one. So anyway, what I basically do is that. I mean, it's like those people that can control a room, not really control a room, that are just sitting listening. Or they're telling a story and everybody's listening. And there's the opposite. Someone's telling a story where no one's listening because they're just long and there's no point in it. And you're just like in your head. And if you're listening going, good God. Kill me.
So dramatic. Kill me. I want to hear any more about that.
Yeah. But that's good that you went and did that. That's fun. That is fun stuff.
It was
right
fun.
There. Yeah.
It was. I mean, is it something I would do all the time? No. But was it fun to have that moment? And I think especially sharing it with somebody you love and are close to. And so, you know, we were there for each other's readings. She's like, you can or you can't. And I was like, well, I want you to be there for mine, just because I think that there are things that you're so vapor locked that you're not seeing the bigger picture, where like the person that you're with can kind of be like, I see this. And you're like, oh, duh, right in front of me. And then I could do the same for her, you know? So that was kind of wild. But the woman who did the reading was lovely.
Okay.
And I want whatever dragon milk she's drinking to look as good as she does.
Oh, she's a witch.
Oh my God. Like at one point she's like, da, 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 da. And she was like, I'm 40. I was like, 40? You're 40.
I think she's doing it wrong. She should say, I'm 80.
Oh my God. Seriously. Yeah. You're like, she's like, that's what you get from tarot readings. Good skin. Yeah. I was like, you're 40. Both my girlfriend and I are like, I'm going to, if you weren't doing such a good job, I would so talk bad about you right now.
What is,
I hate you so much.
Can you say her name? What was her name? Do you remember?
It was Brittany.
Brittany was her name. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brittany.
And so, I mean, you know, we went on the website. You can choose who you know, there are different readers. There are different people that do different things. And I really liked her bio. Like, she was just really interesting. So I was like, let's go. Like, whatever. You know, there's a picture of her. She looked cute. Like, and I, seriously, between her name being Brittany and the photo that I saw, I kind of thought like, oh, you know, this is like a young, just getting started. Like, it'll be fun, like a goof type of thing. And then to find out, like, she's like, I've been doing this for 20 years. Like, I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, I'm 40. I was like, 40?
She should have said 80. She should have said 80.
I know, right? She should have. I'm 106.
Then you leave and you walk out and then you walk back in like, oh, I forgot my keys. And you walk back in and it's just a completely different room. And right. And that guy's like, what's his name? Andros.
Andra. Like, Andros.
Hi, can I help you?
Like, I was just in here. What happened? Yeah. So there was also that where I was like, oh, that is not who I thought I was meeting with today.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was her. I mean, it wasn't like they did a bait and switch. This is the person that I saw and booked on the website. I mean, it wasn't, I mean, there's a photo of her. Like, it's not like all of a sudden I walk in, I was like, wait a minute, you're an old dude. I thought I booked it with a girl named Brittany.
All right. We're going to give a keyword. This is the last keyword, by the way, before you can win this tickets. All right. And you got to the end of the day, Thursday, to put this name in. We'll just say right now that we'll just do tarot. How's that?
Tarot.
How do you spell it? T-A-R-O-T.
Mm-hmm.
T-A-R-O-T. All right. And also Rebecca Rosen. That's going on as well. And yeah, we'll see you guys on Friday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Squirrel.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.